This is New England Public Radio. When the Massachusetts Senate passed its education bill this month, senators had few specific numbers to help make up their minds. Will lawmakers in the House have access to more information? I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our quick look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We've got Matt Murphy with the State House News Service on the line. Thanks for being with us, Matt.
Always a pleasure.
Soon, House lawmakers will dig into a seven-year, $1.5 billion education bill. It'll be similar to legislation that cleared the Senate last month. It didn't have any details for communities and school districts. So are we going to see some facts and figures with this House bill?
Yeah, we are totally expecting to see these figures. But as far as I know right now, House lawmakers have not been given the numbers that were promised. If you remember, and I think we talked about it on this very podcast, about the kerfuffle that erupted between the Baker administration and Senate leaders, the House even got in on it when the Baker administration released data about district-level figures for funding that could result from the education reform bill. The lawmakers thought painted an incomplete, if not inaccurate, picture of the impact of the bill. At the time, Chairwoman Alice Pice said that she was working with House Ways and Means to develop a more accurate set of numbers that she intended to present to lawmakers. Right now, we are unaware that those numbers have been presented to individual rank and file members, but with the debate looming, possibly as soon as this week, we are expecting them to get some kind of feel for what this will mean for their own cities and towns.
Last week, a couple of House lawmakers say they were not given a chance to speak on behalf of an amendment before the roll call votes began. Representative Lindsay Sabadosa, who says she was on her feet and calling out to the speaker, was not recognized. Another rep tweeted that this has happened before. Now, Matt, you're often sitting in on these formal sessions. Can you help me understand how this could happen?
Yes, the ability of lawmakers to speak on bills is wholly dependent on the chair, whoever may be standing at the rostrum at the time, recognizing them and giving them the floor. At the time, we did have someone following the session sitting on the floor. He saw Rep. Sabadosa standing up and gesturing. She wanted to speak. At the time that Rep. Paul Donato, who was in the chair, opened the roll call, and once a roll call is open, that is it. Voting has begun. Now, this could be deliberate, which some reps, including Sabadosa and other freshmen like Rep. Nika Elagardo, have suggested, or it could have been an oversight. Perhaps Rep. Donato did not see her or hear her in a crowded chamber with a lot of lawmakers and a lot of noises. Our person who is on the floor did actually hear her, but the speaker is calling the criticism of him and his leadership cynical. He does not think this was a deliberate attempt to silence debate, but I guess it's in the eye of the beholder. These freshman lawmakers, a number of the women, feel like they have been excluded and intentionally kept from voicing their opinions that may be different from leadership.
In a supplemental budget, House lawmakers decided to pad the state's financial cushion as the economy is seeing a slower growth rate. But Governor Charlie Baker has other ideas. He wants lawmakers to set aside $175 million for an expanded tax deduction. Will the Senate give Baker what he wants?
Yeah, he could get a fair airing in the Senate. The Senate has shown itself in the past to be very open to and interested in these tax breaks that benefit families. And the one that the governor has proposed would double the tax exemption for dependents, both children or elderly, for families. This is expected to impact as many as a million families across Massachusetts, giving them an estimated $87 a year back in their taxes. It would cost the state about $87 million a year. The House excluded this, and Ways and Means Chairman Aaron Michaelwitz told me on Wednesday that the reason he did that was because of cost. They see a potential downturn in the economy on the horizon. Everyone is hoping that it will not be a deep recession, but they want to be prepared, which is why you saw the House put $400 million into the state's rainy day account, which is considerably more than the close to $200 million that Baker had proposed. And you can see how the math adds up. They took the $175 million from the governor's tax deduction and they put it into reserve.
Matt Murphy, reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Thanks a lot, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. It's also a podcast. You can subscribe at our website. That's nepr.net/podcast hub. This is New England Public Radio. Mm-hmm.